Slack and Slash Productions presents, from the frigid wastes of Canada to the gothic gloom of Barovia, it's Strahdcast. A live play Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring David Faulkner, Jason Galinsky, and Laird Hiscock, with production management by Gail Bird. And I, Scott Sharplin, will be your Dungeon Master as we play through Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, The Curse of Strahd.
All right, folks, I've got a full slate for us tonight. We're going to not just jump back in where we were, but actually roll back the clock a little bit, and we'll begin with an instant replay. But then we will find out what happens when Strahd dies. After his demise, what transpires. We will run through all of that, including potentially some happily ever after scenarios. And then once we're done with the story, per se, we will have a chance to have some memories. You know, maybe I'll ask you what your favorite moments were, highlights sort of thing like that. We could do a little autopsy on post-mortem on 5e, 5th edition, since I think this is the first time most of us have played it. And then we can talk about what's next, if anything. Okay?
Like it.
Okay. So, this time instead of my voice saying previously on The Curse of Strahd, we're just going to hear what each of you remember from the terrifying, traumatic blur that was the final battle against the Dark Lord. From Dragomir's perspective, what did it all look like? I can set you up as you arrived, finding that the tomb of Strahd had been blown open, revealing an unholy pit choked with undead monstrosities. And from there,
a lot of other people getting teleported or ending up down in the pit. A barbarian trying to burrow his way through stone. On the roof.
On the roof, sure.
Yeah, exactly. And then a... I didn't actually see what ended up happening that caused the compression, the destruction.
I suppose not. I think there was one point at which you realized that Strahd was actually the good guy. Did you not get charmed? Your allegiances flipped at least a couple of times.
Yeah, well, so he also has some really good art that is really good at sort of convincing you, you know, he's a pretty good guy. If an artist can draw that out of him, it must be real.
Okay. So, and then, yeah, you didn't see the compression, so from your perspective down in the pit, I think you were down in the pit by then.
I was floating above it, but yeah.
Must have looked like...
a reverse stone explosion?
A reverse stone explosion. Yep. Yep.
A bunch of the palace, the fortress, the castle above, just sort of getting crunched in around what I presume was the Strahd's tomb.
Just like Mama Wolf always used to warn you about. Watch out for those reverse stone explosions.
She's not wrong.
Now, from Andre's point of view, it was a slightly different battle. What do you recall?
What I recall is that this entire nightmare of an adventure from start to finish has been about systematically taking away from Andre everything that he comes to care for and loves. The memory of his parents, the killing of Vertigen, the loss of Nadja at least 5 or 6 times, and not to mention the land itself, the corruption of the land. So this whole thing was a nightmare for him going in. And losing Nadja so quickly, after he specifically asked her to help, was sort of a final straw. I don't think that Andre learned anything from that experience in terms of getting smarter or doing anything better. I think he just clawed his way the whole way through, swinging his hammer whatever he could, not wanting to give up on this last chance to protect what was important to him, which is in both the land and Nadja. Whether that meant diving straight into a demonic corpse to dig her out, or scrabbling through stone on a ceiling, smashing it with a hammer. I think he was particularly pleased at the end that Nadja was the key to sealing the tomb at the very last, and that they got to do that together. Whether he survived or not, that was it made somehow that bashing his head against the wall the entire time in that final conflict worthwhile.
Wow. So I'm picturing almost a kind of psychotic break where you got to a point where you didn't even really know what you were swinging your hammer at. You were just persistently smashing things with hammers until the noise stopped.
That is certainly how it felt at the time. Absolutely. There was no doubt. There was no questioning in Andre anymore. There was no, maybe we should do it this way. No. I'm going straight back up there again.
Yeah. Very solid, so to speak. And then Ralston, always the voice of reason in the party. Did you keep your heads? Was it all lucid, or is it now just a blur?
What part, like the last part or the whole thing?
Yeah, what stands out? I mean, you chased Strahd down to his tomb. You had to deal with a few other undead obstacles, mm-hmm. right? But what was the fight like from Ralston's perspective?
The whole time, I just wanted to get my mitts on Strahd, and I think I hit him once the whole time, because he's a tricky bastard.
Right.
But it still felt good. I don't know, I also blew up a bunch of shit in the pit. I just tore a bunch of undead in half. I think, was it Nadja mm-hmm. we rescued from the belly of that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we took care of business there, and mm-hmm. It was good that Arena got to participate in the end. She helped us find Strahd so that I could clobber him. My biggest regret is that the last words I had to Strahd before he died were stupid, and I didn't think anything
cool. Oh, no.
I just wasn't ready, and I didn't have a cool send-off planned for him. But,
well, there's always...
I still don't have
anything prepared. L'esprit d'escalier? No, you've got nothing even now?
Prepared, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the problem with Strahd is that once we destroyed his contract with Asmodeus, he was just a vampire.
Hmm.
He was a great vampire.
A wizard vampire.
Yeah, a super duper vampire. But mm-hmm. he was just a vampire. Just had to get my fucking hands on him, and I couldn't.
Right up until you did.
Yes. Yeah, and then we clobbered him.
For, for most of the battle, you're right. You either didn't see him, or he would turn into mist and try to escape back to his sealing tomb. Mm-hmm. But thanks to Nadja's earth-moving spell and Andre's persistent dedication to hitting things with hammers, you were able to bring the tomb down and keep Strahd from accessing it. So I think the very last moments were exactly what you and your sun sword, your sun blade,
your sun mace,
which I think had exactly the same intentions as mm-hmm. you the whole time. Let me at him. Mm-hmm. And you did. You blew his head right off.
Yeah, I cracked him open.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucking walnut. Fuck that guy.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah. I wanted to say something. I was just like, you suck, or something. So I said at the end, I was like, God damn it! I'll never get that back.
I think the king of witty comebacks is, hey, shut up, Strahd.
No, the correct thing to say, and I don't blame you if you didn't think of it at the time, but the only acceptable thing to say is, it's the one thing I never could stomach about living in Barovia. All the goddamn vampires. Thanks, David.
Which movie is that again?
That's The Lost Boys. The only one that counts.
I was about to say The Lost Boys, but I wasn't confident.
Uh-huh. It's the gayest vampire thing this side of Interview with a Vampire.
Gotta watch it again.
So good, so good. All right, so although you do not know this, the instant that Strahd dies, changes occur in Barovia. And obviously, changes were already afoot. The mists that Strahd controlled were clearly breaking down. The sky was a chaos, swirling, colored mists. And as Esmeralda was able to confirm firsthand for you when she almost died and Ralston, you brought her back, there had already been a profound change in the cosmology of Barovia since that contract was torn apart. People who die in Barovia, their souls get to go to their great reward or punishment instead of being trapped there, cursed to be reincarnated over and over until ultimately corrupted and claimed by Asmodeus. That contract is over, and the souls of Barovia can escape. However, upon Strahd's demise, one last surge of corruption and evil ricochets, spreads throughout the land like ripples. Fish are seen to abandon the rivers and leap on to die upon the shores. The trees sweat blood. Animals give birth to abominations, two-headed calves and so forth. Ghouls rise from their graves, but instead of shambling towards town to devour the innocent, these ghouls shuffle off into the wilderness, disappearing amongst the forests. For now, perhaps intending to gather strength and one day come out and threaten innocent Barovians again.
I guess the ghouls have had it pretty good for the last few hundred years, eh?
Yeah, they've had nothing to complain about. But those last gasps of malice aside, there are no earthquakes, there are no mountains collapsing. Whereas Strahd may once have boasted that he was the land, it is clearly not the case. He is dead. The land survives.
Huzzah!
Yeah. And you all survived as well. I'm surprised. I don't know about the rest of you.
I tried to die. I lost.
This humble narrator is quite shocked that these heroes survived.
I did not survive several times.
Well, yes, you all crossed over, I think, at least once. Same with your allies, although I think you managed to keep Irina above 0 hit points, which, again, this humble narrator would not have expected. But Nadja, yes, she died many a time. Esmeralda, just recently. And there were a smattering of other allies who did not make it, and we'll get to that. You're still in the bowels of the crypts of Ravenloft, so you'll need to find some way to get yourselves back out once you've licked your wounds, or each other's wounds, or just each other. I don't know how you would want to celebrate this victory. We can try and keep
long rest.
Keep it PG.
Shopping.
No, long rest is definitely the way we would celebrate. The one thing we've not been allowed to do.
If there's anything we know about these guys, they love to sleep. I just finished editing an episode where almost every other thing you said was, I don't have any spells. I need a long rest. that was the whole Ralston's whole journey that episode.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me rest, would they?
No, well, yeah, not appropriate. Anyway, so are you going to lay down in this fetid pit of undead's goo and rest right here?
That doesn't sound right.
Mm-mm. There's a whole area just right up and over.
A slightly less gooey part of the crypts of Ravenloft, sure.
We could also go back to that that retreat we had in Strahd's Castle if we're looking for a place of safety.
That's true. Right, that was the fortress within the castle. Yeah, that's also where all of the gold is, so worth a stop in either case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're taking his shit. Like, we earned it.
I think a bunch of this shit belongs to the people of Barovia. I think we should also keep that in mind.
We gave them their souls! They can have that.
Wow.
Besides, wow. There is the question of who's going to carry all of this wealth.
The barbarian, obviously.
Well, we know who that is.
Nadja gets right up in Ralston's face and says, Andre will not be carrying anything for you ever again.
Just for that, I'm going to pick up Nadja and carry her the rest of the way.
Nice. Leave the treasure chest behind.
Anyway, maybe we can shrink this Liamin's tiny hut into a tiny hut and just take the whole thing, treasure and all, in our pocket.
Maybe you can.
Yeah, I don't know how that, what's it called? Stradivarius's instant violin, or whatever the fuck it is. What's the name of this thing?
Close. You just got two words wrong.
I'm sure you can figure it out after a long rest.
I'm really tired.
I have no spells! Once you had a long rest, you remember. In order to get back up to Dromage's instant fortress, you...
That's what I fucking said. What?
You have to pass, maybe not through, but certainly close to the torture room. And... there's still a couple of loose threads, a couple of corpses in that area that it's hard to ignore. In fact, if no one else says anything, then Nadja is probably going to speak up, and she'll say, "This is where Andre put me down. This is where Gargosh died, isn't it?"
Yes, it is.
Well, I forgot. They were Vistani. I forgot all about that. They were like bros.
Yes, we grew up together. And I know that it's asking a lot, but really I must insist that Gargosh's body be taken to the catacombs and interred there. It's what he would have wanted.
It is what he would have wanted. And I'll avoid making comments about the barbarian should carry him. And I will do my best.
I don't know the proper rites, but if there are rites we can follow, we should do that. Can we find Vertigen and the child as well?
They were down the other hall.
Hmm. Yeah, they're nearby.
This whole floor was just nightmares.
Yep. Andre, you splash, you wade down the corridor that contains the dungeons of Ravenloft, jail cells, waterlogged and befouled with corpses. The thing that was once Vertigen still floats in here, face down, undeath, contorted and twisted her features into something terrifying and death-inducing. You're not sure you want to flip her over and look, but you can probably find some way to swaddle her up and take her with you.
Yes.
The child, I don't think anyone ever mentioned the child to you, Andre. You might be able to live in blissful ignorance that was even a thing.
That'll be one of our deathbed confessions to you in 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah. Gargosh is still, his body is still where it was left, crucified and riddled with arrows. It's a little bit difficult if Dragomir were to try to convince anyone that he didn't kill Gargosh, it would be hard. The evidence is overwhelming. Hello, cat.
No, if anyone asks, I'm not going to deny that I helped end Gargosh's suffering, but I'm also not going to offer that up.
Right. Yes, I figured you wouldn't deliver a monologue about it. I don't think Nadja would say anything. Esmeralda was there, so that's your secrets to share with her. But that just leaves Irina. And I think Irina is actually pretty beat after the combat. She's not saying much of anything. In fact, you may need to carry her up to the fortress as well. So it's...
There's a bunch of corpses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tired women just being schlopped up the stairs of Castle Ravenloft.
That's right. No, it's not that many. Two corpses. Well, Gargarsis is a big one. So we'll call it 2.5.
Sure.
Plus helping Irina. You're right. You're right, actually, now that I think about it. That's a lot. It's a good thing you left that treasure chest behind. Yeah. All right. Well, at this point, I'm not going to make you roll anything. You've proven that you can accomplish miracles, so carrying a couple of bodies up the stairs is definitely within your bailiwick. And yeah, from there you are able to leave whatever other malevolent forces might linger within Castle Ravenloft. They steer clear of you. You don't get waylaid or even confronted. You see nary a maggot in your travels through the ancient halls.
Isn't there someone else? Someone with a mask that we should be,
Haslik.
Oh, he got what he wanted. He just waited for us to leave so he didn't take over everything.
Haslik did make a very brief appearance, but when swords were out and... I guess there weren't a lot of swords. Oh, Strahd had a sword. Once the weapons were out and the spells were flying, he vamoosed pretty quickly. You did not see his any sign that he was lingering, even invisibly, to help you out. As Ralston always suspected, his assistance was conditional and very limited. But it means he's probably lingering around somewhere. Is that of great concern, or once you've had your long rest, are you just getting the fuck out?
I don't know what mischief Haslik could get up to in the remnants of this castle. Do we have any hint of what that might be?
Well, we do know he has extremely powerful magic, like Aslan level love magic and Morinkainen levels of magic. But I don't know. I'd say he's gonna fuck off once Strahd's gone. He's gonna take his research notes and his ball and go home. Because he's basically been a prisoner here.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's going to cause problems for somebody else, for sure. He's a knob. But that could be future Dragomir's problem.
Interesting.
We'll see.
I had a vague impression that he might wanted to take over from Strahd, but I might be misremembering key information.
I kind of remember us... Sorry, I know he's really powerful. I don't know that. I assume he's powerful based on the company he kept. Mm-hmm. But I kind of remember bitch-slapping him around a little bit. Kind of took over his lab, and he was like, no, stop that, kind of thing. And so I don't know if he's really that much of a threat. And if he is, well, good luck to him. We'll throw him down into hell like we did with Aslan, see what he thinks about that.
I like that your assessment of his power level is based on the fact that he was upset when you fucked up his lab.
Yeah.
Like, if he were really powerful, he wouldn't have minded. He'd be like, no, I got six of these.
He would have kicked my ass, is what I'm saying. I think, well, like I said, he did help Strahd build Castle Ravenloft with Mordenkainen and Aslan, which, I mean, I'm assuming he's got a pretty good resume, this Aslan guy, but whatever.
Well, as we'll tell you, Mordenkainen ain't all that big either. He was the one that went on the last mission to Ravenloft.
Right.
And fucked around. And as says, and I lost a leg because of him.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of spells named after him. I mean, that's pretty cool.
You can have that too, you know.
No one will listen to it. I'm going to cast Ralston's thing.
Yeah, you know? Ralston's Mending.
Yeah.
We'll call it Ralston's Light. We'll call it... All the cantrips can be yours now, buddy.
The Light of Ralston. It's much better, yeah.
Sure, sure. So, as much cash as you can carry, and as many corpses as you can carry, you might want some... If you want to commandeer a carriage or something... I'm just trying to throw you a bone here.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a choice. We need some sort of transportation. Just for the corpses alone.
Otherwise, yeah. So you're hauling them down the mountain. It's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long goddamn way. It took us 6 years to get here.
I can't imagine that there wouldn't be... Like, think about this castle. There's got to be... Well, I don't know who would pull it, but there's got to be some carriages around. Then we can find who would pull it.
I can cast Raise Dead. Maybe I can reanimate Gargosh and make him carry himself.
No, okay.
If we do manage to secure a carriage, and now that I've had my long rest and I'm thinking straight, I will go back and collect our treasure and try to put it into the carriage.
All right.
Does this instant fortress thing shrink? Can I make that happen?
You know that it can, or at least you were told that it can as a threat, but you don't know the magic that allows it to happen. So unless you want to, you stay here and do a bunch of magical research or experiments, or you can just seal it up behind you and
I'll come back later. Yeah, okay. I'll just fill my pockets then.
Fill your pockets. Good. There is a carriage. It's was previously drawn by. I guess there's probably still some real horses around. It was the carriage driver that. Ooh. That you recall most distinctly being completely clad in black armor, and when you find it in the carriage house outside the castle, there's that same rider sitting upon it, motionless. You advance cautiously, but there's no reaction except from the horses in their stalls, and when you give this rider a good nudge, he collapses in a heap, a clanging heap of empty armor, the animating energy gone.
Let's load up our friends and let's get down the mountain.
Yeah. Way back at the beginning of this, I spent some time on the buckboard, the driver's board, whatever it's called. So I probably have a pretty good sense. I think I know what I'm doing to drive this.
Yeah, back on the buckboard. Absolutely. You drive with great confidence. The horses are nasty buggers, but anybody, if anyone in Barovia can roll animal handling high enough to control them, it's got to be Dragomir.
Before we head off, there's also Argenvost's skull, which I would like to see returned to the Holt. I don't think that's something we can do right now. I think it's too big. But it's something I think we should make arrangements to do.
I also think we should go back there and we should beat the shit out of that fucking revenant that kicked my ass. So I think we should do.
At Argenvost Holt?
Remember that time in Crimson Throne when we went back and found the Rakshasas again after we got a few levels and we beat them for 45 minutes straight? That's what I want to do to that guy. Yeah.
His name was Sir Fisk.
Sir Fuck.
No, Sir Fisk.
Oh, sir, I misunderstood. Anyway, he's the only guy other than Strahd to have killed me.
He very nearly ate you. It's true. Okay. So that's still on your on your bucket list.
Epilogue.
You'll have to return for the throne. It would probably fit on top of this carriage. You might be able to lash it to that and then transport it, but not with all your golden bodies.
We're not heading that way. They're like south, and we're going like north.
I think we have time. It's just something I want to do to complete the cycle. It was Argenvost who brought us here in the first place. I think we do owe him that. I don't think we owe the Revenants a goddamn thing.
A beating. We owe them a beating.
Possibly so. Although, they may no longer be animate. I hope they're not.
Hope they are, that's so I can give them a beating.
One way or another, you can animate their corpses.
Rise again!
Yeah.
Smack, smackity smack, rise again. Oh my god, eternity.
This is Ralston's retirement.
Oh, you almost got me that time, Fisk. Death. Rise again.
Pass these along.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, you make your way down the trail to the crossroads, the Ivlage River crossroads, sounds familiar. As you're traveling, I don't remember how the hours sync up now at this point. I've lost total track of actual time, but as you're traveling, whether it's day or night, you'll be able to see that the mists are settling and finally doing something that mists are supposed to do, which is as the day warms, they seem to be burning off. They begin to evaporate upwards. And that canopy of mist is starting to thin as well, such that by the time you reach the crossroads and take the turn that's going to take you down towards the falls and the catacombs, you can make out little beams of sunlight coming through the mists. Actual, bona fide sunlight. Whereas, since you awoke in this Barovia, the sun has been no brighter than the moon at the best of times. It now strikes your face and warms your skin in the way that you remember. And in a way that quite confounds and shocks Nadja and Irina, who grew up without any such light.
I never thought of that.
So, of course, they're terrified and angry and want it gone as soon as possible. They're speechless, I would expect. Just marveling, and it's so bright, it's so warm. And Nadja says, this is what you knew, this was how it was before, is that true?
Yes.
Our entire lives.
You tried to describe it, but I couldn't imagine. To think of everything he's taken from us that we didn't even know we had. Now it's all coming back. Maybe it will be like it was before. Maybe it will be like none of that ever happened.
Except for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dead. But we'll get there.
Yes.
All right, you are able to find the secret entrance to the Vistani catacombs. Perhaps not that necessary to keep it secret anymore. As Nadja reflects, the whole reason that they placed their dead down here was to keep Strahd from getting access to their bodies, but maybe it's no longer an issue.
Strahd's not going to get access.
Strahd's not going to get access to
them. Why was this place hidden from Strahd? What was the reasoning?
Well, Strahd's, if you are buried in Barovia, sooner or later you come back.
Right.
Irina says, we always knew that it was better to be buried in consecrated grounds, to be blessed, but even then, if the Dark Lord wanted, he would take your flesh and use it for himself. This was a pocket that he seemingly had not noticed.
Yeah, well, that's what I was curious about. Why did he not notice this pocket? Any idea?
No. In fact, I think when you got there, you detected magic the first time you were in there. And I don't remember exactly the results, but it was just a vein of the land that hadn't quite been contaminated yet. There are little pockets here and there, almost all below the ground, that's where his influence hadn't quite reached. And it is in that hallowed spot that you put Gargosh's body to rest. Do you take all the arrows out? I keep harping on this, but it's a big deal.
I think the arrows came out before we started moving him.
Okay.
This just seems yeah.
Okay. Well, by the time you lay him to rest, the swollen, mutated state of his body seems to have subsided somewhat. He certainly doesn't look normal. He never did. He's, you know, got an extra face, but he's returned more to his own size. It looks more like a battle-ravaged Gargosh than the monstrous creature, the ogre that you slew, for what it's worth. He seems as if he may be at peace.
When we bring him back? So I think of resurrection kind of ruins in D&D.
What does that do with the freedom of the souls that we've been working for?
Well, it says very clearly in the resurrection spells that if the soul does not wish to return, it will not. So you should be asking Gargosh if you ask anybody.
Not a chance. I haven't had a long rest yet, so I can't
yes,
do
you did.
Shit,
yes,
did
you
I?
Did.
Oh, I did? I got all my spells?
In the mushy, swampy pit of...
No, in the fortress. You went back up to the fortress.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I rushed through it.
So many spells.
I didn't know if you wanted to roleplay going to bed in the fortress and deciding if you wanted to sleep on the bottom floor or the top floor. I'm sorry if I'm not giving you guys the chances you need. Irina asks whether Vertigen should be buried here, or should we take her body back to the Wizard of Wines?
I think we should take her back. I think we should take her back to the Wizard of Wines, and we could bring Argenvost's skull with us and make a circuit around. There are many people who helped us, and they should know what happened.
Oh, so tired, she says. Ralston, if Vertigen's body is to be transported that distance, a priest will have to accompany it. Magic to preserve it.
Yes, gentle repose, and I also have the thing that stops them from coming back to life, or death.
Yes. Yeah. I remember you cast that on my father, and it didn't work.
It worked for one day.
It was not your fault. You were a very low-level cleric back then. Are you also willing to?
Of course, I'll do whatever.
I'm not sure I can go. I would like to get back to Barovia Town to see if my brother still lives.
Oh, fuck your brother, right?
To rest. Since the fight, since the ghosts, She rubs her hand through her hair, and you can see a long stripe of white hair has sprung up overnight underneath her thick black hair. She looks older, too. She looks like the fight has aged her.
Would you like me to come with you?
We're close now to Barovia Town. Why don't we all go in together? And you can stay with us and set back out tomorrow.
That sounds wise.
We'll keep your wealth safe as well. My house is very well protected from thieves.
I don't remember. I remember, didn't we get something stolen there the first night we were there?
The chimney is a weak spot, it's true, but I can have my brother deal with that. It's no problem at all. Clambers back into the carriage and sleeps most of the way back.
To Barovia Town.
And as you're driving away from, rolling away from the catacombs and up towards the crossroads, you all find yourself looking in the woods along the side of the path, scanning for that spot where you left the path in search of Silverheart 500 and some years ago. 500 years, 3 months or so. And Nadja is looking as well, and as you come around a curve, she said, I think it was down there. Not far off the path. Just beyond a little grove of alders. Do you remember?
Yeah, Nadja was the one that found us originally, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I barely remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This might be the spot.
She says, do you think the magic of Argenvost is still active? If we crawled back in, would you fall asleep for another 5 centuries?
I'm not ready to test that theory.
I don't want you to. I just wonder if there's something we should do with it. Protect it or consecrate it. But maybe when the skull is returned, then that magic will also fade or get stronger? I don't understand how any of this works.
We don't even really know how we got here. We speculate heavily.
I'm confident enough that it was Argenvost's magic.
We can take a look once the skull is returned.
I would be curious, she said.
Send us back in time, and then we can kill Strad before he ever gets vampired up.
Kill his mom.
Yeah, and then we'll fade into the photograph.
Maybe you were the ones who killed his mom.
Did we ever figure that out, by the way?
Okay, yeah. Bill, don't forget about the trash can.
How close was I on all the theories that I sprung up, by the way, about...
Later.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, we're almost there. You get back to Barovia Town. Ismark, actually, to hop back over the screen again, I had plans for a long time to work Ismark in, turning up somewhere in your journeys, and surprise, he's a vampire agent of Strahd's, and it just never kept finding an opportunity for it. And then I reached a point where I was like, wait a minute, if Ismark shows up anywhere, everyone's instantly going to know that he's turned evil, because that's how Barovia works. You know, you walk out of the room, and when you come back in, someone's possessed by a devil or something. So so Ismark kind of remains unresolved. We'll say that he was back here being the Burgomaster the whole time.
Super cowardly.
Fooling around with his father's sword and wearing his father's armor and just utterly being a waste of space. And when Irina returns home, she has just enough strength to wrest the sword from her brother and say, this is mine now, asshole. And so is this house, and I think probably this town. Pretty sure I earned it, and you didn't. Now you can go make us sandwiches. And you sleep? Another long rest?
So many spells. Can I cast all my spells twice?
Yeah. Cast them once before bed and once when you wake up.
I resurrect everyone in Barovia before bed.
The sun continues to break past the mist by the second day. It is almost completely clear in the sky. And you feel more connection to the Day Daddy than you ever have before. You could probably cast some really amazing spells now, but I won't let you.
If only I was higher level.
If only you were. And Irina is older. It's impossible to deny now. Her hair is turned completely white, and she walks like a stooped old woman. She says, those spirits that you saw, the spirits that rose to fight Strahd at the end, my former selves, but fragments of myself, I suppose, that I was holding on to somehow. Maybe that's my connection to the land, or how I was able to see things. But they're gone, and this is all I have left. I guess I am older than I thought.
Well, that's interesting. I'm very sorry to hear that.
It's not It's nothing to be sorry about, she says. We all had prices to pay, and I was quite prepared to die. In fact, for a moment, I was even prepared to give myself to him, if it meant victory. But now I'm alive and free, and that is all I could want. Well, and this sword. It's very nice. But I don't think I shall be using my Taroka cards ever again. And I think I will probably want to stay fairly close to home from now on.
You've earned your chance at a regular life, nothing else. This may not be long remaining, but take what you can.
Lord. Then it is only remains, I suppose, for you to tie up your other loose ends, to ride back to Ravenloft, pry the throne from the throne room.
And to Vertigen's house.
Nadja's happy to accompany you. In fact, she has not left Andre's side since you were reunited. Has no intention of doing so. Esmeralda's hanging around, too. unless anybody chases her away.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, other than the occasional wisecrack, she has either warmed to you, such that she's no longer constantly an asshole, or maybe this whole ordeal has changed her slightly and she is softer now. It's hard to tell. She did like try to save your life, I think, at one point.
Stress bedfellows, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the one.
I can't imagine. I assumed Esmeralda's whole life was centered around Strad, and that Strad's dead. I don't imagine she has much left to do. She has to come up with a hobby or something.
Do you want to ask her about that?
No.
No.
I want to ask Esmeralda if she has any unfinished business with Rictavio.
Ah.
Let's stop calling him Rictavio. He's Van Richten.
That's the only name I can remember.
He's a piece of shit liar. He's a fucking cocksucker piece of shit liar.
Do you have any unfinished business with the piece of shit cocksucking liar?
You mean Rictavio?
Yes.
Rudolph. Rudy, as I like to call him. I've been thinking about that. He fell into Strahd's teleportation vat when the Violet Stone was active. And I've been combing my thoughts, trying to remember if there's any color symbolism from any of Mordenkainen's tomes or Rictavio's notes. I think, if I had to guess, that Rictavio probably found himself enjoying the upper reaches of Mount Gacchus. I think that violet gem teleports you straight to Ambarizaro.
That's not far from where we're going.
Not far from where you're going, but very far from anything. Mm. From any fucking thing. And, you know, Rudy's good at a lot of things, but wilderness survival, not necessarily his forte. I mean, he's resourceful. I guess he might have found a way down, but I kind of can only think of him shivering in the cold up there. And I gotta say, I'm not losing any sleep over it.
I thought you guys were like point bros.
The Vistani raised me, and we went our separate ways, probably owing to my attitude.
I don't know, man. The Vistani tolerated a lot of shitty attitudes.
It's big of you to admit that.
Like I said,
I meant Esmeralda and fucking Gargosh and fucking...
Yes.
Who was the other guy?
Rook. Bean. Rook,
Bean. That prick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We can go on naming NPCs all day, but...
Dave. Ralph Melf.
Vampire Elvis.
A chick with the umbrella.
As continues, Yeah, I kind of burned bridges. Rudy took me in, and for a little while I thought it was maybe because he liked me, but no, he just saw my potential. Like the rest of you, he always only ever saw me as a weapon for defeating his foe, and there's nothing fitting or just about the fact that he got booted out and didn't get to see the end of the fight, but couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll haunt him forever that he didn't get to be involved.
I don't know, he doesn't strike me as the hero type that would really regret that. He probably just is satisfied that the end happened.
He spent a long lifetime grooming rubes and heroes to go and die in that castle. She's able to point and the castle's visible because there aren't mists anymore. And never had the courage to go in himself. Up till the end. But by then it was a choice between, you know, that or staying in the fucking gloaming, and nobody's going to do that. Anyway, you lot were the first who came along who actually wanted to go, who chose on your own instead of signing up for his zealotry. And, I mean, it makes you crazier than he is, but it makes you real heroes, not just suckers.
Did he have, did he hate Strad because Strad is a piece of shit, or did he have some sort of personal vendetta?
Nothing he ever mentioned to me.
I wonder if he just wanted the treasure in his vault or something even more heinous.
Nah, he was a vampire killer before this. He came from somewhere else. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, you lot, you were born here. You were born in Barovia. Mm. Like the Vistani. Not us. Him and me. I mean, I don't know where he came from, but one day you wander into the mists, you're in Barovia, and you never get out.
Right. Well, you can leave now.
That's just what I was going to say.
Fuck.
We're home.
If you could leave, where would you go? And now you can.
I think it was called... I was so young. No, this can't be happening. Her eyes well up, but she starts laughing as well. It's so absurd that she has only the faintest memories of her homeland. My parents are dead. I don't remember my family. Even if I knew its name, what does it matter?
The good news is you can go anywhere. Nothing's stopping you now.
No.
Except for your shit attitude.
Yeah, except for that. She retreats into her thoughts and tunes you out. Speaking of wisdom, is it wise for you to avoid Valaki and head around in order to get to your other destinations?
I'm pretty sure we killed anyone in Valaki that would give us problems. We killed what's-her-name at the last time we canceled,
Well, also, we don't have to stay at Valaki. Like, staying at Valaki was important when the roads were dangerous. We'll have to see how dangerous the roads are now.
Mm-hmm. There's still the Ash Bastards. We never really got into that, into anything with those guys, remember?
No, you were pretty good at avoiding them, in fact. Yeah, no, you don't need to, you guys don't need to fear anything that you might encounter in Barovia at night. Not at this point. So yeah, you can give Valaki a wide berth if you prefer.
Unless you want to wreak bloody vengeance on our foes, I just don't see any reason to go back.
We already killed everyone that was a problem in Valaki. We killed every one of them. They're all dead now.
You're very close to right.
Yeah.
One
of the sons is probably...
There were a couple of guards who soiled their drawers and ran instead of fighting you. So it depends on really how petty you are.
No.
Yeah. They're probably running the place now.
That's right. Because who else? So, and I guess I skipped over returning to the castle and getting the throne, but that also seems a bit boring to me. So you ride with a dragon skull atop your carriage, and up and up a very rough road that will take you to Argon Vostholt.
If this was any other campaign, we'd be looking for a way to sell this dragon skull.
I mean, maybe it's not too late to turn around.
Oh, it's too late. We are not selling the dragon skull. Maybe we'll sell it to the Revenants, just to piss them off.
There you go. You don't get a chance, unfortunately, to sell the skull to the Revenants, or to beat the fuck out of Sir Fisk, because as you approach Argon Vostholt, the skull begins to hum and glow, and the fierce, permanent, magical cold that surrounds the castle lifts immediately. In fact, as you're riding up, the snow is melting in front of the carriage as you go. The winds die. The skull seems to be bringing with it the necessary counter magic to this terrible curse. And by the time you get inside and get to the dining hall where it all went down, you see that the table is ringed with skeletons, that they have lost all of their animating force and been reduced to bones.
Well, I think that's that worked out well for everyone.
Do you want to figure out which set of bones is Fisk's?
No.
Just take a piss on all of them.
How much piss do you think I have?
They're bones. You can pile them up.
Create urine.
So where does this skull go? Like, the whole corpse of Argon Vost isn't up here, is it? Like, is there a proper place to put it? Do we bury it? It was turned into a chair. Is that relevant?
A little investigation reveals that behind the hold proper, there is an ossuary. And that before they were attacked and succumbed to their curse, it looks like the knights were preparing it as the resting place of the dragon. There is, therefore, a great accumulation of dragon bones here. Everything you need except a skull.
So much money.
Not now.
When you carry it into the ossuary, you have to turn it upright, turn it kind of sideways to get it through the door, you know.
It's like a sofa.
Then, yeah. When you get it into the ossuary, it's glowing almost too brightly at this point. You set it down. The light spreads to the other bones, and then you hear this great exhalation. It's like a warm breath coming into the room. Stifled smell of dust and bones disappears, and it's replaced with these rich aromatic perfumes, and it feels like you're in a sauna. You're just in a gorgeous, relaxing spa instead of anywhere in Barovia. And a voice speaks, and it's a voice you have not heard for a very long time. But you recognize it instantly. The last time it spoke to you, it said, "Sleep until I know your hearts." So that voice that sent you to sleep now speaks up again and says,
"I do know your hearts, and your hearts are pure. Thank you for returning me to myself, and for returning my beloved land to beauty. Peace again. Do you want to sell my bones?"
Are you done with them?
I am. I have no further need to remain in this plane, for Barovia now has new protectors. And yet, I wonder if I may make one last request of you, my friends. I have watched you from beyond, and I have seen how well you have wielded my relics. Bow, maul, shield, Actually, you didn't really do much with the shield.
My armor class is really high.
I know, buddy, I know.
But, nonetheless, I must ask. I request that you return them to the cache where you found them. The magic there will continue. There may one day be a need for heroes like yourselves to slumber, to await the time when they are needed again. I'm not talking about you specifically, you understand. You earned your rest, but not the rest I'm talking about, the magical kind. You earned the other kind of rest, the normal kind.
What about a long rest?
Alright, I'm fading fast here. Return my relics to the cave from whence he found them, signed Arkenvost.
We told you we were going back there, relax.
we swear to do that.
Every time I get something cool, I have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Thigh bone or whatever it was wielding, that thing was awesome.
Poor Popey, says Esmeralda. You still got your jammies, your Pope jammies.
Nobody's taking those from you because
they'd be scared.
I also have Sergei's sword hilt, which no one's asked for back yet somehow, so I'm just going to tuck that in my cassock.
Absolutely.
I just hope this isn't an elaborate trick to get us to go back in the cave, fall asleep for another 500 years to save the land from another crisis. That would be a really cheap move from Arkenvost.
That's true. That would be a low blow. Well, it's really up to you. You can return to the cave and just chuck them in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, without having to go in there.
Also, what if we just don't? What's he going to do? Chase us? He's bones. He couldn't even free his own skull from Strad's ass.
Ralston, we're going to do it.
You're going to do it, but first, you got to move on. You descend the spur of Mount Gacchus. You ride on past Kresk and down to the Wizard of Wines. And that's where Vertigen is returned to her family. And, there's lots of them left. I can list their names, but probably the ones that you care about or care about you are Braum and Bray. And Myrtle and Freak, the two little urchins that you bought from witches so long ago. And they are as amazed as any of you that you're all not dead. Very, very glad to see you alive. You get hugs, Myrtle sniffles and snots all over you, gratitude, and even Freak shows some emotion, almost as if he's
got his soul back.
Growing a soul. Nice. Lucky little bastard. Mm-hmm. The matriarch of the clan, the Mardikoff clan, I think her name is Maya, starts trying to set Andre up with another Mardikoff.
Is Nadja here?
Of course. I told you, she doesn't leave your side.
Does Maya not get the body language?
Apparently not. She's very single-minded. No, once it's made clear to her, and Nadja certainly has no difficulty telling her, then she just changes tacks and starts talking to Dragomir about whether he's ever been interested in a beautiful bird that he could settle down with.
There were some vampires and wolves south of here. Did any of them survive?
Vampires and wolves?
There was a clan of werewolves we were helping at one point, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. That's true, the werewolves. Mala doesn't know if the werewolves are still around.
The Wolfbane pack?
No, we've not been troubled by them, certainly not since the mists lifted. But it is another week before the next full moon. Who knows? Perhaps they still linger. I mean, surely the destruction of Strahd would have rid the entire realm of any hint of evil, right? Right?
Sure. We'll keep an eye on for any that might be coming back.
Does that mean you will be staying?
We're not sure what the future holds just yet.
Well, at the very least, the Mardikovs invite you to stay for a while, for as long as you like.
For 8 fingers of wine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. You can get drunk again.
Have we shared the news about Vertigen yet?
Well, you brought her body back. They probably figure it out.
She was trying to hook to set you up with her other daughter.
Yeah, so. Yeah. They must have assumed that she wasn't coming back when you get claimed, when you get spirited off to Strahd's castle. People don't come back from that, at least not alive, so they have already been through a period of mourning, and they certainly don't blame you for Virgin's death.
So this might just be closure.
But, again, the longer you stay, the more likely it is that one or all of you will end up getting seduced by were-ravens. Andre probably has the best protection in the form of a stable girlfriend, but...
There are worse ways to go. Seduced by a were-raven.
Uh-huh. Where's Dragomir at in his mourning process, his grieving process? Actually, this might as well be the point where I start to ask where the three of you are imagining going on your trajectories to happily ever after. Because you can stay at the Wizards for as long as you like, thinking about your futures, thinking about what you'd like to do or what you can do. So those conversations will come up. And yeah, there's sort of an open invitation to stay if you're willing to become part of the family. Anybody who wants to live on a winery, vineyards, as long as you don't mind sharing a bed with someone who smells a little bit like vinegar.
You know, there might actually be something to that. Hanging out with a family that can fly actually sort of feels like it fits.
I see. Yes, all right. All right.
Whether or not anything romantic comes out of it, to be determined, but...
Well, there's at least one young male were-raven amongst the clan. That's Orin. Otherwise, you're looking at teenagers or children. So probably don't want to go there, but, who knows, something might come along there, in the depths of your drinking, passing glance,
perhaps,
trying to come up with a pun involving the word bi-curious and birds, but, I'm not getting there, so.
Being curious?
Fly curious.
No, that's... Can we edit that out? Is it too late?
Nope.
I prefer beak curious.
Andre, what do you imagine conversations with Nadja to be like? As you start to realize that you do have a future that doesn't involve constantly trying to avoid death and madness.
I don't know. I feel adrift. And I can only imagine Nadja is feeling bewildered as well. She's had a life up to this point, but everything has now changed under her. What does she want to do? Do you want to go back to the Vistani and the traveling lifestyle of that?
I've thought of it, and now that the mists have lifted, if Ralston is telling the truth, the Vistani could roam far and away across other countries, other worlds. It's tempting, but I've also never had one place that I can call home. You spoke once or twice about growing up upon a farm outside of Barovia Town. Do you think it might still be there?
Well, I'm sure the spot is still there. People have probably not had luck farming for quite some time, but I'd be eager to try.
It's just so strange. even dreaming about something like that. Growing up, growing old, and same routine every day, and a house full of children? I don't know if I can even bring myself to imagine that it's possible, but I suppose now anything is.
You don't have to decide anything right now. We don't have to decide anything now. But let's go back to Barovia, and at the very least, I would like to reconnect with the town as it was when I knew it. We'll stay there for some time, then we'll decide what we want to do next.
Yes. That sounds almost boring. I love it.
You deserve that at least for a time. After all, you did just save the world.
Well, let's say we did. What about Ralston? You're back in a place with lots and lots of wine.
Yeah, I don't have any plans. Probably I will return to not the monastery, because there's an angel there that probably wants to kill me, but maybe return to that little church in Barovia, Barovia town, that had the shin, guide souls.
The church with the shin bone was in Valaki.
Fuck. Yeah, but, fuck it, I'll go to Valaki, and I'll open it, I'll restart that little church there. And,
Okay.
That's probably what I'll do until...
Well, I'll just point out, there was a church in Barovia, the one with the vampire in it. If you feel like that one needs cleaning up.
That would be the church you started in.
Yes, fair enough, yeah. Although that one there's pretty desecrated. There's all kinds of horrors in that one. They had a whole basement full of locked up vampire children and nonsense.
Who doesn't?
I'm just offering that if you did decide that the church in Barovia is the one you wanted to clean out, you'd have extra hands.
You gonna go live there?
For a time, at least.
Okay. Maybe we'll start there, and then I'll work my way to Kresk. Maybe we'll reopen all the churches and train new Day Daddy parishioners and parishionees.
At one point, amidst the drunken conversations, Esmeralda, who's obviously still processing her newfound freedom, points out that you could go proselytize anywhere you want now. Like, imagine all those poor heathens out there in other lands that have never even heard of the Day Daddy.
Yeah, and there's lots of that, but I'm not much of a missionary. I think Barovia used, when I was, where I come from, Barovia was heavily morning warded, and that's gone now. Maybe I can help them get back to that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. They only had the two major deities, was the Day Daddy and the Night Mommy. And they're both gone from this land for the most part, so now that the mists are gone and they can see the sun again.
Oh yeah, you'll have no trouble convincing them that that big ball of fire is a god. They'll lap that shit up.
No doubt. Yeah, but after that, once I won't stay here for long, I don't think. I don't see it, but...
Because whatever recovering country needs is religion.
Yeah. Inspiration points.
I literally go, hey God, I need this thing to happen, and it happens. It's fantasy land.
Well, there's a 13% chance that it happens.
It happened yesterday.
Well, then it sounds like at least two of you, Andre and Ralston, are heading back to Barovia town. I think probably on the morning that you're arranging to set out, Esmeralda is there with that usual shit-eating smirk on her face, And you find that she just kind of keeps tagging along. She talks a lot about getting up and going and let's see what's out there. But she sticks around. And if Ralston goes back and consecrates the old church in Barovia town, and then after a while you get fed up and you want to head over to Valaki, and then maybe after that you get fed up and want to move somewhere else, yeah, you keep finding this sassy, one-legged trans wizard following you everywhere.
Well, she's welcome to join me. She keeps her mouth shut.
That's the challenge, isn't it? I don't think that's ever quite going to happen. But you fall into a good rhythm of telling each other to shut the fuck up. And,
they live happily after.
Yeah, that's
we grow old together.
That's the closest you get. Yeah.
Love it. Love is so beautiful.
Yeah. Eventually, I think she does remember or maybe hear from others, visitors, travelers who
travelers,
are starting to arrive.
People showing up in Barovia going,
from
hey,
areas, this, yeah, where the fuck did this
place
come from?
Can you imagine just walking around and going, well, there's a big wall of mist there. I guess we don't go there. Yeah. Just walking around. It's...
I was thinking about that the other day, and I think it's a valley, right? Yeah. So it's inside the mountains. It just means that if you're going through the mountain pass, you just come out the other side of the mountains. But now that Barovia is there, you go through the mountain pass, and there's a valley there. So, yeah, lots of people showing up going, wow, this is new.
What a shithole.
I read about this place in an old book, but it sounded a lot nicer. So anyway, she eventually hears talk of a land that she thinks she's heard of. We'll say it's called Thetis, and that maybe go check it out. You want to?
Yeah, sure. I'll help her make that pilgrimage.
Come check that out. Yeah. All right. By this point, I'd say Andre and Nadja probably have taken over the old farmland, the old farmstead, and got things up and running again. You hammer in a few fence posts, and things just start growing. It's just like magic. And
hey, don't we have that gem from the Wizards of Wines? Remember that we can stick in the ground and make everything grow really good?
We
can put them out of business. Actually, you. This is your thing. Here's the gem.
Well, yeah, I think it's just the one gem. I could see a sharing arrangement where you
they do the wine seasons.
Or something like that.
Wine herb, grape harvest.
Yeah.
There's a lot of land to be reclaimed, so yeah, circulating it would be really a good idea.
You're probably way into turnips or parsnips or whatever. Root vegetables.
You're a root vegetable.
Exclusively turnips, yes. The most boring vegetable imaginable. You can quite see why we're so harassed by wolves.
And radishes?
A long time ago, yeah. What are the things Barovians eat? And I was like, yeah, a lot of borscht.
Yeah. Tomato soup.
Yeah. Yeah. Children are an option. You're probably sophisticated enough to know how not to have kids if you choose.
Actually, since you have a house and a farmland, I'm guessing you already inherited two.
Inherited two children?
Yeah, Freak and...
Oh, Merle and Freak. Oh, I think they're pretty much adopted by the Ravens now, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll bring them to visit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got a whole flock of relatives of relatives who will come periodically and spend Thanksgiving with you.
That's right, they're not crows, they're ravens. I don't know what a raven is.
Yeah, it's called an unkindness of ravens.
How did ravens get fucked over so bad when crows got murdered?
I think unkindness is pretty badass.
I don't know, man. That's kind of weak sauce.
Well, when you put it next to murder, maybe. But...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just a backhanded way of saying murder is all it is.
they're very...
super polite.
They're like spies.
Right. One night, and this can be anywhere from 1 year to 10 years along, you have a dream, Andre, a very vivid dream And you're in the old farmstead where you grew up, and it's a storm outside, and you can see your mother waiting, anxiously looking out the through the shuttered windows, trying not to panic. And you feel at first a chill down your spine, because you this is all very familiar to you. An old bad dream coming back to you. And sure enough, an instinct tells you to look over into that dark corner, and there is another figure in the room, and he advances from the shadows and sort of bows his head to you. The fading firelight glints off his copper mask. Haslick says,
"I have a proposition for you, André. Will you hear me out?"
"Briefly."
"Good." He says,
"You have dreamed of this before. Any minute now, your father will return from the woods, bearing a cane. He will thrash your mother with it, and then, in the morn, you will be conceived. This is your origin, the mystery of your childhood, perhaps of your destiny. I can unravel that mystery for you. Would you like to know what happened the night you were conceived? I will tell you, but you must make me a vow."
"And what would that vow be?"
"There are items and artifacts of value to me in Castle Ravenloft. I request that I be left to my own devices, and in return I will not leave the castle nor threaten any of your citizens for as long as you live."
"Neither of us knows how long that is."
"Very well. Time is of much less meaning to me. Shall it be around 100 years, then? No one enters the castle, and I shall not emerge. Leave me to my experiments, and I will not trouble your newly belated land."
"What you're offering is not as tempting as you think. I don't see how anything you could have to tell me about this is going to help me at all. I don't even know whether what you've shown me in these dreams is the truth or a lie. And I don't think I ever can."
"You think at this late hour I have reason to lie to you?"
"You obviously want something from me, so yes."
"Your suspicion may come from honest sources. Was it not the Fae who instructed your father to do what he did? Does their magic not flow through your veins? I suppose now you will never know for sure, and so your children as well. I will trouble you no further."
He starts to retreat into the shadows.
"Thank you. Be gone." What he's offering is frankly deeply disturbing, and I don't... deeply disturbing! I will want to confer with my friends the next morning, assuming they're not inaccessible, about what I saw, what he offered, and what we should do. The more he protests that he'd like to be left alone, the more I'm inclined to think we should not be leaving that castle alone.
I was just thinking, if he had to shut his mouth, he could have.
Nobody's going back there.
We haven't even tried to go back there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm assuming Castle Ravenloft he wasn't a load-bearing boss. It didn't all fall into the sea or anything, right? So
it did not all fall into the sea.
I would have assumed that hundreds of whatever Barovians would have been like, let's go loot the shit out of that place. But I guess maybe they're still terrified of it.
The reputation definitely lingers. It will do for at least a generation. No, your allies didn't have such dreams. It doesn't appear that Haslik has been troubling anybody else. I suppose maybe by this point, Ralston has fucked off to some other realm, so it would you'd be one hero short if you wanted to go confront him. Plus, you chucked your magic weapons back in that hole.
Ah, we did manage that safely, did we?
Yes. Ralston and Esmeralda eventually left Barovia.
So sorry, Ralston's in another realm?
Yeah, they're off converting heathens.
And Dragomir, are you on the other side of Barovia?
I'm growing some grapes.
So I'm not in a position to do much anyway.
Well, I wouldn't say you can't do anything. It's not that you don't have allies. The Vistani still come by every once in a while. There's the Martikoff clan. Maybe Dragomir might even be friendly with some of those werewolves by this time. They're probably still messing around down there. So you could start to raise an army of misfits. Heroes and venture back in to the castle to confront Haslik and try to take what he thinks is his. Or you could leave well enough alone and see what happens next.
I think I am going to pass the warning around through Dragomir and allies that are close and just agree that we should keep a close eye on the castle. We may be called upon to clear it out at some point in the future.
How much damage has been done? Like, I know the giant head rolled through one town, and like, I'm just wondering, is there any value in letting it be known that there's a source of building materials, and maybe the people of the land can start taking apart the castle? Brick by brick.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to send people unprepared to Haslik, but I like where you're going with that.
Reparations to Kresk and Valaki and Barovia are proceeding, albeit slowly. I doubt that there's a great need for stone, considering you're in the mountains. There's an appeal to taking a bunch of pre-cut stone and using it for your own purposes, but I think if you talked to the citizens of Barovia at this point, they would say, I don't really want my house to have the cornerstone of Ravenloft, thank you very much. Again, it may be another couple of generations before anybody starts eyeing the castle in that way. Argenvost, they'd go take that place apart, for sure.
Yeah, I think escalation might actually create more pain and suffering. I think being watchful for now is the only thing that's justified.
Now that Barovia has souls, there will be another generation of heroes that will easily destroy Haslik.
You remain vigilant, but years pass, and then decades, and there is not even so much as a weird light in the tower window. And the lives of Dragomir and Andre pass as normally, as mundanely as can be expected for people who have gone through all that they have. Ralston, on the other hand, becomes a pope for realsies and gets to live in great opulence, surrounded by his dedicated followers.
Many servants.
Yeah. It's at the very end of your life, as you look in the mirror and see a decrepit old man, that you then blink and frown as you see something moving in the mirror behind you. At first, coming out of the shadows, it looks like a little porcelain face, but once it's in the light, it stands taller and has a fleshy face, and it's Saffron standing in the mirror behind you, behind your reflection in the mirror.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not really behind you,
yeah,
But she's there looking at you, as youthful as ever, and she says, I've been busy. Have you been busy? You look tired.
I'm so tired.
Well, come on through then, lover. See what I've built.
Is this another realm that you're the quote-unquote master of? Do you think I'm going to fall for that again?
No quotes this time.
Well, I suppose it's time to go anyway.
Ralston steps through the mirror, hopefully regaining his youthful, very handsome self. He passes through into whatever.
Wait, hold on. Just before you go on. The implication here is that they both died before me, right?
Is that important to you?
It's very important to me. You said their lives passed normally, indicating that they're gone, right?
Yes. As far as you know, you outlive them both. You step through the mirror. Your Pope jammas remain behind, settling on the floor. And you are gone from this and all other G-rated realms forever. And then if there's any final tag, it has to be, I suppose we can imagine it as a pan away from the mirror, out the window of this opulent temple, this cathedral in this distant, distant town, this city where he set up, bustling city, throngs in the streets, and we sail across the heads and the faces, lingering briefly on one figure standing on a street corner. He looks up at a new shop front and nods before opening it and stepping inside. We finally pan up to see the shop sign, and it says, Vasily von Holtz, Antiquities and Relics.
That's Strad's fake persona, I think, isn't it? Not the one that invited us to dinner the first time?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. We're already dead, who cares?
So long as we're not coming back.
There we end Ravenloft. Thanks, guys. Whoa. Curse of Strahd. You did it. I am going to go get a very special beer, and then when I come back, if we're still up for it, reminiscing, talking 5e mechanics, talking about the future, any and all of the above. And that aforementioned reminiscing will take place on our final postcast episode. It should drop in a week or two, and it will be the last episode of Strahdcast as well. You've made it this far, you might as well check it out. Who knows, maybe there will be some rewards offered for dedicated listeners like you. Thanks so much, see you soon. Stay strong, shine bright.